primary responsibility is to get the customers back in power. But in doing so, we also want to do it as safely as possible, number one, and we want to do it as fast as possible. Now, sometimes, you know, doing it as fast as possible may not be the safest way of doing things. So we have to slow down, take a step back, regroup, come up with a game plan, and then we follow our game plan.
We have a storm coming that we think is going to be severe. Usually they'll ask so many people to pack a bag, depending on if it's out of town or if it's coming here, but then you'll be on standby. And then just make sure your tools, equipment, and everything's ready to go and everything's going to be safe and ready to roll.
Well, first and foremost, we want to make sure the truck is fueled up. After that, we want to make sure it's stocked up. We have our tools, we have materials to go out and perform the necessary jobs we need. And then also, we want to make sure that the truck is conditioned. So we want to inspect the truck, make sure that wherever we're going to get to where we're going in a safe manner.
Usually, a staging area, you'll kind of find out, you'll gather together and find out who's getting what job, going where. Probably what you're going to need. A lot of times we'll have storm trailers ready for, I mean, you can take so much material, but you're probably going to need more. So you'll find out what your job is, find out what material you need and how to get there.
A lot of times what we do is we focus on the major outages first. So we may, you know, you may have a circuit with 3,000 people out of 2,000. So what we'll do is, we'll go back and see how many people are out on that circuit. Once we determine how many people are out on that circuit, we'll concentrate on the biggest to the smallest.